I thought I'd get our original members together for an interview. So we have Scala, Sai, aka Robbie, and Greg, which are the first innocents to ever wander into this realm of sin. So welcome. Everyone introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Scala Kitty. I play Larkshine, and I'm also the one who runs the website, and I've written a couple of the scripts, and I'm one of the founding members of Org Lix.
Hi, my name is Robbie. I play Zaldan Marluxia, and I currently reside in Maryland, which is on the East Coast for any international listeners. And I'm originally from Valdosta, Georgia, which is a small little town in the Deep South. Never developed an accent, strangely enough, but that's 30-second biography of Robbie.
My name's Greg. I play Dimmix, Axel, and Zexion in Org Lix, and I hail from the Boston area.
Okay, everybody. Here's the question. So, really, why are you still a member of Org Lix after a whole year of this insanity?
I'm pretty sure I'm going to be here for every year of insanity. As a founding member and the person who's running the website, it's kind of a requirement. I mean, I don't write as many scripts as I used to, which I really do want to do more of, but I love it because it's, you know, I love all the people involved with it. Really, I do. I like every single one. And I love hanging out with them via Skype or occasionally meeting them at conventions. That has been absolutely awesome. And mainly I'm probably going to be involved because Orn is my best online buddy. And more than likely, she will find ways to keep me involved. All right? The whole Crisis Perverted thing? Yeah, that's just Orin throwing me a gigantic bone to say, come on, stay involved, Scala. You know you wanna.
Well, actually, it's been a little more than a year for me, considering that I was part of the original interview process. So, yeah, I guess technically I'm a founding member. Not sure exactly how that works. I seem to be the least active member. But, I'm around. It's interesting enough.
Okay. Let's see if I can get this right now. The reason why I'm part of Org Lix, like, even after a whole year, is because, first thing, like, you know, I love Kingdom Hearts, so when Orin mentioned this project, I had to be a part of it. The second reason is that I owe a lot to her, because if it wasn't for her, I probably would not be actively pursuing voice acting as I am now. And, also, a lot of things. I mean, the people I work with are great. I mean, Scala, Robbie, Karis, Michael, just everyone. I mean, I love them all. We all, like, you know, work together. We all have great chemistry, and just, you know, I just love working with a cast that just loves to have fun with what we do. And just, you know, this, or, like, you know, Kingdom Hearts is just one of those things that can really go out there. So, I just love it how everyone has an open mind and has a great sense of humor about everything that we do. So, most of all, I'm still part of this because, I mean, I just love it. And I really want to see this go as far as we can take it. I mean, if not just for us, if not just for our sakes, I'd like to take it as far as we can for the fans and at least have them get as much of enjoyment out of it as we can. Or as they can, or just, you know what I mean. I'm never good at these things.
All I have to say is, be careful what you wish for. Okay. Now, have you reached your moment of no return yet? What was it, or what do you think it will be?
It's actually hard for me to choose a moment of no return, because I've had so many. I'm pretty sure my moment of no return was the first time I heard Rob doing Marluxia, because I was like, holy shit, we actually have a guy to do Marluxia. I think that was pretty much what got me hooked, is that we would actually have, you know, because to me, Marluxia was always so overlooked. And of course now, you know, with Kamari and his beautiful man voice, he does get a little more respect. But I think that was a big part of what got me to stay in. But, I mean, there's a lot of things I did, like sound experiments that pretty much confirmed that I was going to be in it for the long haul, you know. And, you know, other things like spending a whole afternoon in the IT group's Room of Doom so I could design the website. That was another hint of it. As far as lines go, I mean, you know, the pie one where I pretty much orgasm over cheesecake, I think that pretty much proves that I'm willing to do anything for this group. Pretty much. That, you know, that kind of proved it.
Moment of No Return implies that I'm somehow frightened or might not want to do this anymore. And I have no negative feelings about organization licks. I absolutely love doing random voicing. I'm still trying to iron out Zaldan because he's a pain in the ass. But, yeah. Orgalix is good. I like it. I'll probably stick around at least a little while longer. Besides, who else are they going to get to be a proper lord of the castle?
My moment of no return was when I got that email from Orin that says, "Holy crap, you're hired," for her FF7 project. The moment I met Orin, I crossed that point of no return. And you know what? I don't regret it one bit.
You know I'm going to ask you this again in a year, right? Okay, finally, what might you like to see in future scripts?
I don't know, actually. I want to see more, like, scripts come from different members of the group, because I want to see the type of insanity they can come up with. I think that I would like to see some of what's going to happen with 358 get integrated in, which I'm sure will, like, be massive amounts of fodder for all sorts of stupid ideas, which is awesome, to me, anyway. I don't mind, you know, not having Larkshin in scripts because, you know, I find that she tends to get thrown in there. And she always gets to ask things like, "What are you doing?" Really, go back and look. That's what mainly Larkshin is there for. She's mainly there to sort of throw off quips and question people's insanity, even though she's, you know, pretty much insane herself. But I think what I'd like to, you know, just more funny shit. That's what I'm in here for. I love all the jokes. I think what I would like to see is, I like it when we do a more absurdist humor. That's, you know, that's me, basically. I like that sort of stuff. Like, sort of like the Monty Python-esque sort of absolute craziness that we occasionally do. I would love to see more of that. And, you know, I like just to see more of Orglix in general. More recognition, though I think we are getting some of that now. And, you know, more fans, of course. That's what I would love to see in the future of Orglix.
Just being retarded organization is great and all. Maybe more satirizations of pop culture. We're talking about one script involving nods to Disney at one point, and I don't know, just maybe taking a scene from a well-known movie or TV show and redoing Orglix style, or, you know, just something like that. That might be fun. But I really don't do much in the script writing process other than random editing on very rare occasions, so I don't know. I just record what Orin tells me to. Yeah.
I really don't know what I'd like to see in future scripts. I mean, there's one thing that I'd like to see. I'd like to see more lesser-known characters in the organization get their due. I mean, people like Zigbar or Zaldan, Luxlord, Lexaeus. Yeah, I went there. But I just like to see lesser-known characters get their due, because I know there's a lot of people out there who are big fans of those characters, but there's not really that big of a fandom for them. So I just really like to see more scripts incorporate the lesser-known characters and have them get, like, you know, their deserved airtime. I mean, I know Dimmix could be one of them. Dimmix only got, like, probably less than 2 minutes of airtime in Kingdom Hearts 2 total. But, yeah, I just really like to see that, and I'd like to just see more scripts, and I'd like to see a lot more craziness, and just stuff that I can do with a big smile upon my face and just ask Orin for seconds. That's really all I want to see in the future.
And thank you all for joining us.